Wing TV with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, March 27th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We're back again, another new week. A lot of stuff going on over the weekend, Lisa. And today we want to cover three main topics. First, illegal immigration. Second, 9/11 and the new revelations and the new developments going on. And number three, a movie called V for Vendetta, which Lisa and I went to and saw over the weekend.
Excellent.
And which one do you want to start with today, Lisa?
Well, why don't we start with the illegal immigration protests?
Well, as many of you know, starting last Thursday or Friday all through the weekend, there were massive rallies all across the country in the major cities. These included Los Angeles, there's one in Chicago, Arizona, Washington, D.C., and Texas, and so forth. And I was talking to someone about these this morning, and I said, you know what you're seeing? And they said, what? I said, you're seeing the systematic destruction of this country being played out right before our very eyes.
Yeah, I guess what is spurring these huge crowds of pro-illegal immigration demonstrators is the proposed legislation that's going to make it a felony for a person to be in this country without their papers, and it will make it a federal crime for employers to aid them by giving them jobs.
Right. Also, it'll be a felony to assist with these illegal aliens in aiding and abetting their crimes.
Right.
As Lisa said, there's going to be harsher penalties on the employers.
Potentially.
Right. Potentially also. And this bill authorizes a building of a wall between the United States of America and Mexico. And of everything in this bill, I agree with it 100%. Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything.
In L.A., more than 500,000 people demonstrated on Saturday. These are pro-illegal immigration protesters.
What do you think there were
more
a couple?
More than 500,000.
Yeah. What do you think there were a couple illegal aliens in those numbers?
Just a few, huh?
Yeah.
300,000 in Chicago.
Yep. 500,000 people. Now, we're going to run an article tomorrow, Lisa, about 9/11 and Ground Zero protesting. And here's one of the main points that I brought out in this article was it's been 4.5 years since 9/11, right?
Right.
How many rallies has the 9/11 community organized that have a 500,000 people in attendance?
Zero.
How about 50,000?
Zero.
How about 5,000?
Zero. How about 100?
100, maybe a few of them. Think about that for a minute. Last year, Lisa, September 24th, where did we go?
Washington, D.C.
And how many people were there surrounding the White House?
About 300,000 people.
Right. So the pro-illegal immigration people can get these kind of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
The anti-war crowd can get those kind of numbers. How about, you remember those cartoons with Muhammad?
Mm-hmm.
All the rallies and all the Muslim nations, how many tens of thousands of people did they get? How about that World Trade Organization meeting last year in South America? Remember there were those riots on TV?
Uh-huh.
Thousands of people
right.
on the street. Everybody can get organized and get these kind of numbers except for 9/11.
Yeah.
The 9/11 crowd.
You know what's really, really chilling? These people are so brazen now. They're not fearful of deportation or being penalized. To show up in such large numbers out in the street shows they're not afraid of any repercussions of public displays like this. You know? And we need to take note of that. Because it's very telling what's going on in this country. Now, not only is the Senate Judiciary Committee going to have to wrestle with this groundswell of pro-illegal immigrant demonstrators and the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, is driving this engine also, but they are having to factor in the groundswell of angry Americans.
That's right.
Who are sick and tired of this illegal immigration invasion, especially in the swing vote locales and the border states. They're fed up.
And to get those kind of numbers, Lisa, do you think it just happens like that? No. To get 500,000 people anywhere requires vast amounts of organization. It happened with the anti-war crowd in D.C., with the pro-illegal immigrations, with the Muhammad cartoons. Even to get 100,000 people or 109,000 people in Beaver Stadium here for a football game requires a vast amount of organization. Yet, when we try to get people to go to Ground Zero for the anniversaries of 9/11, instead of people, everybody saying, this is the best thing we can do, this is the greatest thing, there's actually people against it.
Why isn't the Roman Catholic Church driving their armies of parishioners and priests out into the streets about exposing the lies of 9/11? And this is the irony here. These pro-illegal immigration demonstrators, they are demanding a path to citizenship rather than prison and punishment. Okay? There already exists a path to citizenship. They refuse to take that path. That's the difference.
Yeah.
It already exists. I'm sure that all of the people who immigrated here legally wanted to whisk right across the border in the blink of an eye, but they did it through proper process. They filled out the paperwork. These people we don't see them wreaking havoc in our cities and towns. We don't see them stomping on our language, sinking our hospitals,
bringing disease and crime into this country. When I saw the when I saw the pictures in L.A., the 500,000 people, and these protesters were carrying flags high above their heads, they weren't carrying the stars and stripes. They were carrying the Mexican flag and the one they were stomping on the ground.
The American flag.
Yeah. Now, how can even one person in this country say that they're for this illegal immigration? There's 12 million criminals in this country right now that have broken the law. And if we leave it go unabated, there's going to be another 12 million in here by the turn of the century. That's 24 million illegal
aliens. And Americans will be the minority in our own country.
Yeah.
Chicago Minuteman Rick Biaseda attended one of these protests in the last few days. And he arrived there. There were dozens of counter-protesters who were pro-illegal immigration there already. He had a sign torn out of his hand as he was greeting members of the Minutemen on the sidewalk. He yanked it back. He was then sucker-punched from behind. And then the next thing he knew, he was being attacked by five or six different people, hitting him in the head from all sides. He had to be treated by medical personnel, and another person also was assaulted at this protest. These illegals are going berserk.
Yeah, we've had Rick Biaseda on the show many times. We've been on his show out in Chicago. And Lisa, let's cut through the jargon. Do you know what's happening here, folks? Legal, law-abiding, largely white America. And I'm not saying that as a racist comment. I'm saying if you want the America that you grew up with, and America that you've grown accustomed to during your life to remain, then we have to do something immediately or this country is going to be destroyed.
Yeah.
Destroyed.
Let me get to the last part of that Rick Biaseda story. Rick was holding an American flag in his hand. In fact, the picture at the top of our show is Rick Biaseda at that protest holding the American flag. When he got hit, he dropped his flag and a woman, a counter-protester who's for illegal immigration, came up and stomped on his American flag. This is what they think of our country. This is what they think of our language, our culture, our whole way of life. Is this the way these people acted in Mexico before they came here?
So people say, what can we do? Well, one thing is throw them in jail. We can't do that. Our prisons are already so overflowing with people. Plus, that means we have to support them. We have to pay for them. And prisons aren't cheap. We can't put them all in jail. What can we do? Deport them? Well, there's many people that they know now that they've been deported 7, 8, 9 times. They take them, throw them over the border, and the next week they're right back over again. What the hell can we do about it? First of all, we need a president. Someone with balls that's going to come out and look in the camera and say, if you are not a legal citizen of this country, you have 1 month. 1 month to get the hell out. And if you're not, then you remember the internment camps of World War II? That's what's going to start happening. That's the only solution I can think of, Lisa. I mean, what do you think?
What did they think when they came here? That Americans are just going to hand it all over to them? Here you go. Take it over. We give up. In fact, we don't just erect your own flag.
Well, that's what we've been doing for the last 20 years.
They
spit
on our Constitution. They spit on our whole way of life.
They crumble the social fabric. They crumble the infrastructure. Look at the hospitals, the schools, the welfare system. They're milking it all.
They're getting fake IDs. They're getting bank loans to buy homes. They're running amok. They're killing people in vehicular accidents. And they're getting a slap on the wrist, if anything.
And look at what Frosty Wooldridge has been writing for the last couple years. They're bringing in diseases. This is a national disaster.
Right.
This is a catastrophe.
Right.
And I can't think of any other solution than to just take them out into the desert and huge barbed wire fences and say, if you're not here legally, this is what's going to happen. People say, that's a harsh sentence. Well, it's an even harsher sentence when this country is going to be destroyed.
Listen to what one of the organizers of this pro-illegal immigration protesting had to say, because the organizers were even surprised by the turnout. This person said, it's almost as if the illegal immigrants have risen. Yeah. What about Americans? What is it going to take for Americans to rise up? Are we going to hand over our country?
We're giving our country away. This is a deliberate New World Order plot to destroy the United States of America.
Right.
And this movie, Vendetta, that we saw over the weekend, was set in the year 2020, and they called the United States the once former United States of America.
Yeah, it was set in London.
Yeah, and so they're referring to America as the once America, like
right.
The once former Soviet Union. Folks, our country is being destroyed. They're taking a knife and just raking it through us with this illegal immigration. And it boggles my mind that 500,000 people, 500,000 criminals, many of them, can rally and organize in Los Angeles. And when we call for people to speak out against the gravest crime ever committed against America, 9/11, we can't even get 100 people at Ground Zero. We should all be ashamed of ourselves.
Absolutely.
Because that is sickening to me.
We have laws in place for immigrants to come into this country. The illegals refuse to go through the proper channels, the proper process, like other people who do immigrate here and go through all the paperwork. There is a process to enter this country. The minute they step over that border illegally, they're breaking the law. They are criminals.
Yeah, and we have to get right to the fault here. What's the crux of this? Who runs America? It's not George Bush. The implementing entity that runs this country is Congress. And Congress answers to the corporate structure. And the corporate structure, of course, is run ultimately by the New World Order. So right now, Lisa, it's the Congress. The Congress runs this country. And for the last 20 years, they've turned a blind eye. They've actually encouraged this criminal activity because they're acting in the interests of corporate America that say, we don't give a damn about the people in this country. We've already shipped all the manufacturing jobs overseas, and now whatever is left in this country, we'll give it to the lowest bidder off the books that doesn't pay taxes on it, the illegal immigrants. I'm sick. I'm absolutely sick by what's happening here.
Yeah, it's more than disturbing now. It's becoming like a critical mass craziness. And it is time for everybody to stir. And if it isn't affecting your town now, it sure as
it
hell
will
be shortly.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to live in Los Angeles. It was a little over 10 years ago since I left. I talk to people still in Los Angeles right now. There's no majority anymore. There's no majority out there. This is a melting pot, and when you drive in a lot of these areas in downtown L.A., trust me, folks, this was 10 years ago. You're not in America, and I know that it's worse right now. How can we allow our country to be destroyed?
They want to come here, but then they expect that all of our laws, our existent laws and rules of conduct, don't apply to them.
Yeah.
Nothing applies to them. They're not assimilating. They're not integrating into our culture. What they're trying to do is revamp our culture and our way of life and institute their own version.
Yeah.
This is not how you act in a host country. A host country that didn't invite you.
In the first place,
That you didn't even follow the proper procedure to enter in the first place.
Yeah. When I saw those 500,000 people, I literally almost went insane.
I mean, now we've got Minutemen being attacked.
Yeah.
Are these pro-immigration people, are they going to be called vigilantes by our president? I doubt it.
Well, speaking of which, on Saturday we went and saw a movie called V for Vendetta. Mm-hmm. There's a review on it on the Wing TV homepage. I'm going to write more about it later in the week. But what were your thoughts on it, Lisa?
It was incredible. The messages that it had. Now, the people in the conspiracy circles and in the alternative media and who follow the alternative media will get it.
Mm-hmm.
People who are disconnected from what's going on the internet as far as the politics and whatnot, they're probably not going to get it in the same way. But I got it.
Well, we were so enthused, so invigorated by the end that we were actually applauding when the movie ended. And here's the big question. If you had to choose sides between a government that's doing the bidding for the New World Order or a quote-unquote terrorists that are trying to destroy this New World Order government, who would you side with? Well, as I say in this article, I'd side with the terrorist that's trying to destroy the New World Order every single time.
Absolutely. And the people in this movie ended up rising up against their oppressors.
That's right.
And one of the great things that was said in this movie, or even on their website for the movie, said, people should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Right. And look what we've done in this country. We're the employers. We're the people that hire the government, in theory. And it's like an insane asylum where the whole thing has been turned around. And now we are supposed to be afraid of our government. Well, we've said it many times in the show. We're not afraid of them son of a bitches for even 1 second.
No.
And every one of you watching this show should do what the people in V for Vendetta did, is rise up and say, we're not afraid.
Where do we draw our line? Are we going to hand our country over just and not even stand up and utter a peep about it? Your silence is construed as your consent. The illegal immigrants coming into this country have no respect or regard for our Constitution, our flag, our language, our culture, our way of life, the people of this country.
For us, they have no respect whatsoever.
No.
They're spitting on us. And
if they want to be accepted, don't you think that their own behavior might be altered somewhat? They have to recognize that they are being called what they are. They're illegal.
Except in the mainstream media, most sources, they call it the immigrant problem. They don't call it the illegal immigrant problem. They don't refer to them as criminals. They gloss over it. They candy coat it.
Well, they're coming over here to find a better way of life and to find work. Well, you know what? There's a way to do it, and there's a way not to do it.
Yeah.
There's an existent pathway that they can choose to take. They don't want to wait. They don't have any regard for that rule, those rules that exist that allow people to enter our country legally.
Do you know what, Lisa?
It doesn't apply to them.
I'm to the point now where I think there's only one alternative, one solution left for the people of this country. If we want to take this country back, if we want to change things, it's revolution against the New World Order. V for Vendetta, if you haven't seen this movie.
We've been saying that for a long time.
If you haven't seen this movie, go out tonight and watch this movie at your local theater, because by the end of it, you're going to feel an invigoration. And maybe that's why we're so pissed off today, is because we saw the people in this movie. And, of course, it's only a movie, but they finally had it up to here. They finally had their bellies full, and they said, we're not taking it anymore. We're sick of it. And
listen to these words by Thomas Paine. They're so powerful. He said, when my country, into which I had just set my foot, was set on fire about my ears, it was time to stir. It was time for every man to stir.
Hmm.
And he said that in common sense. You can read it for yourself.
Yeah. Finally.
It's true.
We couldn't go through this whole show without talking about Charlie Sheen and his recent appearance on the Entertainment Weekly show that's broadcast on CNN. And even though we are ecstatic that this information, especially about controlled demolition of the World Trade Center towers, is coming out, there's still a lot of people, and it seems to be growing daily, that are saying something doesn't add up. Something
right.
smells fishy. And I'm reminded of a quote by William Colby. He's a former director of the CIA. And he once said that the CIA owns anybody of consequence in the national media.
Right.
Think of that. The CIA owns anybody of consequence. So you have to ask yourself, why is this information now being allowed? Because if they didn't want to allow it out, it wouldn't get on CNN
right.
or Fox News. So
and it's airing in showbiz gossip programming.
Yeah.
If it had really broken through the way many of you are claiming it has, it would be replacing the Natalie Holloway story. It would be splashed all over the place like the O.J. Simpson
yeah.
story was.
I was talking to Vinny Sammartino over the weekend, and I said, is this story going to make it onto the cover of the New York Times?
Mm-hmm.
Is Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh going
right.
to be talking about it? So here are some questions real quick that people are asking. First, why now? Why are the power elite allowing this information to get onto CNN now? Secondly, do you think it's because all of a sudden they have a tinge of conscience? Huh? Do you think
conscience?
It's their conscience?
No.
Do you think that's why they're doing it? How about this question? If they've never before let the entire truth out about any of these other conspiracies in an official capacity, that's Pearl Harbor, OKC, the Kennedy assassination, TWA 800, if they've never allowed the official truth to come out before, why would they do it all of a sudden with the worst attack ever on the United States of America? Why would they do that when they've never done it before?
Do you think they might have already figured out a way how to use the issue of 9/11
right.
to A, either justify attacking Iran, or B, to discredit this 9/11 truth effort once and for all?
Which leads into this question. Do you think the New World Order that always plays everything like it's a big chessboard and always plans many, many moves ahead, do you think they have ulterior motives for allowing this message to come out? Also, who with Charlie Sheen and his revelations and the other messengers
they're not even Charlie Sheen's revelations.
Yeah, exactly. Well, with these revelations, who is still being protected?
Yeah.
Have we heard even one word from all these messengers? You know who they are. We don't have to mention names. Has Israel been mentioned even once yet?
No.
One of the key crux components of the entire 9/11 scenario, and we watched and listened to every single broadcast,
right.
not one word about Israel. Also,
Scholars Group wasn't mentioned either.
Right.
The Professor Stephen Jones Controlled Demolition Hypothesis Report.
Not mentioned.
Not a peep.
Yeah.
And there was even a scholar on CNN talking.
Yeah.
And he didn't even direct people toward that information. I thought that was very perplexing.
Yeah, they're not. The best hope we have right now is the Scholars for 9/11 Truth.
Right.
It's the most organized, and not one word has been uttered to refer them to that site. Also, what subjects are still being avoided? What subjects? I didn't hear one word about the lava, the molten metal, seven stories below street level, and on and on and on. All these subjects, and especially, again, Israel, not a peep. And finally, do you think this could be part of a setup?
You know what? The petition to Congress wasn't even mentioned. Uh-huh. Not even once. There are thousands of things on this petition to Congress. Nobody thought to mention it at all.
Yeah. Do you think this could be a setup for Iran? To go into that nation and attack them unilaterally is going to take something so big and so dramatic. Look
right.
at the mess in Iraq. People aren't going to stand for another one. Unless, we talked about it a few weeks ago, didn't we, Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
An article came out that says, well, maybe it was the Iranians
yep.
that wired the towers.
Well, Bill O'Reilly said about a week or so ago on his show that Saddam had moved the weapons of mass destruction mm-hmm. to Iran.
Yeah.
See how they're setting up the dominoes?
So it's like I told Vinny Sammartino, I don't want one conspiracy theory to simply be replaced by another conspiracy theory that's going to suck us into another war.
Right.
So even though we're very, very thankful that this information is getting out in a bigger way than it has before.
Absolutely.
We can't be naive. We can't walk around like this with blinders on our eyes.
We can't tell ourselves that the enemy sleeps, because the enemy does not sleep.
They're planning and plotting. And folks, last but not least, before we leave today, 500,000 people organized in Los Angeles, California. How many people are we going to get to Ground Zero in New York City? And you better start asking your leaders in this alternative media why they aren't organizing. Because we're trying, and we're getting a deaf ear from almost all of them, and it's inexcusable. So folks, we have a lot to be thankful for, but there's still a lot that's really pissing us off. And we better do something, because as we said, this country is being destroyed before our very eyes.
That's right. It's time for every man and woman to stir. It's time.
That's right. We'll be back tomorrow with Mr. Russell Pickering, who has a site called Pentagon Research.
He's a hardcore 9/11 researcher, and we love this guy.
He does real good work. So until tomorrow, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.